While Michigan continues to be a major center for auto development, the Capital Region is also an area rich in automotive history. Nowhere is this more evident than at the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum in downtown Lansing. The museum houses a diverse collection of Oldsmobiles dating from 1897 to 2004. It also includes countless pieces of automobilia covering about a century, including a nearly complete collection of Michigan license plates, early traffic signs, and a working 1950s-era traffic signal. Steam engine, bicycle, even lawnmower collections show the link between early automakers in many aspects of everyday life. Ransom Eli Olds' earliest automobiles were built throughout the 1890s, and it was Olds, not Henry Ford, who first brought the assembly line process to the automobile. Ransom founded the Olds Motor Vehicle Company in Lansing in 1897. The company was bought by General Motors in 1908, which produced the Oldsmobile brand for 96 years. Ransom Olds continued to produce cars under the name REO Motor Car Company, a Rio Motor Car Company. Bill Adcock is the executive director of the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum. He recently joined WKAR's Peter Wharf for a tour of their museum and a history of the man.
Ari came here when he was a kid, maybe 16 years old, with his parents, and his dad had a machine shop here. He built stationary engines and repaired engines and so forth. They were stationary engines, and it would be, everybody had a stationary engine. If you were a farmer, if you had a garage, you would power everything with that, whether it was a grinder, a saw, you could power your washing machine with that. So even the ladies would have use for a stationary engine.
So what we see at the beginning of the museum is a collection of these engines that were part of everyday life, from the home to, as you said, to the farm to lumber mills.
That's correct. And as things got bigger and better, so did the stationary engines. They went from steam to gasoline, and we have an example here in the corner. It's huge. It's as big as a car, bigger than a car. It's only 18 horsepower, though, but it would run a small factory. But that's how he got his start. He didn't really like horses at all, and so he thought there was a better way, and he built his first steam-powered car, 1886, I believe. He was probably the founder of the automobile industry as we know it. Everybody says Henry Ford was that, and it wasn't. He was building cars. In 1897, he built his first car. We have the car right here. And then over here, this is the first steam car he built in that period of 1883-1887. Didn't work so well. But in 1897, he built his first gas-powered car. It was basically a carriage. They put tiller steering on it. And we have the one and only copy. They built four of them. So I guess it was a production, mass-produced, even though it was four copies. One is left today. We have it behind glass. It belongs to the Smithsonian, but it's on loan to us. We have a three-year lease on that, so to speak. We have to keep that in an environmentally controlled atmosphere. So it has to be 70 degrees all the time, 50% humidity, and not much light in there either.
Young Johnny Steele has an Oldsmobile. He loves a dear little girl. She is the queen of his gas machine. She has his heart in a whirl. Now when they go for a spin, you know, she tries to learn the auto store. He lets her steer while he gets her ear and whispers soft and low. Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile, down the road.
Bill, this is what most people probably imagine in their minds when you think of that first automobile, and this is really one of the first ones. It's a carriage, old carriage-style black body, four wheels, the tiller steering, as you described, and the leaf springs on the front and then two in the back.
Mm-hmm. And they're different than the leaf springs we know today.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. We're talking with Bill Adcock, the executive director of the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum in Lansing.
2 years later, he built his first electric car. This is the, they built four of them again. This is the only example left in the world. And this is the actual car. Again, it was a carriage style with a tiller steering in it. After this, they said, well, let's build a car company. We know how to build cars. They formed a corporation called Olds Motor Works. Most of it was funded by a guy by the name of Samuel Smith. He was big into copper. They were in Detroit. So they built a factory in Detroit. A few weeks before production, it burned to the ground. And then a lot of the local people in Lansing, they got together with RE, said, bring your company back here, rebuild it. We want to have the cars be built in Lansing. A lot of good workers here. And so that's what they did. And eventually they rebuilt the factory in Detroit as well. But they produced the curved dash Olds here. 1903, he left the company. He didn't get along with the management very well. They wanted to make big cars. He said, no, this is what we make. We're making thousands of these now, and you're going to make hundreds of the bigger cars. And so he left. He cashed out his stock. He retired, basically, for a few months. A lot of people in Lansing said, hey, you've got to build another car company. You've got all the technology. You're a wizard at this, and we've got to do that. So another company was born with his name. He was going to call it the RE Olds Company. They said, you can't do that. We own that intellectual material, that name. So he just used his initials, Ransom Eli Olds, REO, called it the Rio Motor Company. And that's how we know it today, is the Rio Motor Company.
Isn't it nice when the motor breaks down?
Here's a copy here of what would be an original advertisement for one of these curved dash Oldsmobiles. Price, $650. Can you tell us about this, Bill?
Well, again, remember I said that he didn't like horses, and that was the purpose of that. It's waving goodbye to those horses as he goes by in his curved dash Olds. He was the first entrepreneur to actually build a mass-produced car, and he built a progressive assembly line. He was friends with Henry Ford. Henry would visit the factory, as a matter of fact, and then Henry got the idea, well, we can put a belt in this thing, or we can put a chain. We can put something that'll draw the car in motion rather than us passing the car one by one. So,
and the sort of the banner for this advertisement is the passing of the horse.
That's correct. And it was, too.
Bill Adcock, he's the executive director of the R.E. Olds Transportation Museum in Lansing. Bill, thanks again for the tour and the time.
Peter, thank you very much.